This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers scrambled on Saturday to complete a $900 billion package of legislation to help Americans struggling with the steep health and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. Amid fears, a dispute over the Federal Reserve lending rules could stall a deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the Congress needs to finish the work for the American people.
We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer agreed with McConnell.
We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
The Senate has convened a Saturday session while House members are standing by for a vote that will come no earlier than Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a provision by Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania that would curb emergency Federal Reserve powers was the biggest hurdle to sealing a deal. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England are currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions. We'll move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned five-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household. Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
About a quarter of a million people in Sydney's northern beaches were ordered on Saturday into a strict lockdown until midweek next week in an effort to contain a coronavirus cluster which authorities fear may spread across the city. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Authorities do not know the origin of the virus from this particular outbreak, but genome testing suggests it is a U.S. strain. Until this week, the country had gone more than 2 weeks without any local transmission and had lifted most restrictions ahead of Christmas. But the Sydney outbreak prompted states and territories to reimpose border restrictions, sending holiday travel plans for thousands into chaos. New South Wales state government is expected to announce whether further restrictions will be imposed on Sunday for the rest of Sydney, home to around 5 million people.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Thousands of Armenians marched through the capital Yerevan on Saturday to commemorate the soldiers killed in a six-week conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region in which Azerbaijan made significant territorial gains. Armenia's opposition has called on its supporters to join a national strike December 22nd at the end of the three-day mourning period to pressure Pashinyan to resign over the losses incurred in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. The government of the Central African Republic has accused former President Francois Bozize of attempting a coup ahead of next week's election. Leaders of the three main armed rebel groups occupying large areas of the country announced a coalition on Saturday. UN peacekeepers, meanwhile, have deployed in response to fresh attacks. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for calm and for all sides to work together to ensure credible elections. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.